Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia, on a great spring day, and it is April 1st. Brad is not going to be with us. I didn't even mention this to anyone. He's ill today. He's texted me and said he wasn't going to make it, so I'll have to carry the show.
He might be fooling you.
Yeah, with me, as you just heard, is Kevin Finn, our producer. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Well, I'm glad it actually seems like spring has actually arrived. I might get my hopes up too much, because tomorrow could be freezing cold again. But I'm getting excited.
Well, it we've probably turned the corner. You know, who knows? But I would say here in Atlanta, we are into the...
I hope so. I'm going to go out and play some tennis today. So
yeah, that's good. Our guest today, we have two guests. We have Eric Burkhart, who owns Burkhart Insurance. He also is the Georgia chapter president of the American Parkinson Disease Association. That's going to be our topic for today. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. Thank you so much. But by the way, I am still waiting for that first April Fool's joke to hit me, and it has not.
Well, so, I can rest assured you're not going to get it from this side of the table.
I'm hoping to go through the whole day without any problems. So. Yeah, let's hope.
Also with us is Lynn Ross. Lynn is a social worker in the memory disorders program of the Emory University School of Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning, but that's movement disorders.
What did I say?
Memory.
Oh, well, okay. First mistake of the broadcast. Sorry, let's try it again. Movement disorder program. Okay.
Right. Good morning.
Both Eric and Lynn have been guests in the past. Both are deeply involved with the local Parkinson Chapter Association here in Georgia. So that's going to be our topic today. So I'm going to begin with you, Eric. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you obtain this privilege? And we'll go from there.
Well, it is a privilege indeed. I've been associated with the organization for the last 4 years, and I was basically invited to participate in the organization, first as a volunteer, then as a board member, then as president. And my connection with Parkinson's goes back about 9 years, and to the origins of why I even got into the insurance business. And what I do in insurance is long-term care funding solutions, and that can be regular insurance, or it can be life insurance, or it can be a combination of the two. But going back about 9 years, my younger sister received a diagnosis of Parkinson's. And like all cases, they're all very complicated, and hers has evolved and become a little more complicated. But that really forced me to look at long-term care funding and what young people have to do to have that good care available and how they're going to pay for it. So as I networked in this business, met a lot of people like and social workers like Lynn and so forth. And the former president of the association, Anna Marie Schwarzkopf, invited me to participate, and I did. Attended all the meetings and found a really great group of professionals, most of them involved in the senior care services industry, and just found a great group of people to work with. And I just enjoy this so much, because we do a lot of things that that are fun for the community, that help the community. The mission of the APDA, or American Parkinson Disease Association, is twofold. It is to ease the burden and find the cure. So find the cure is everything that revolves around research, and money that we raise does go to research. But a good portion of the monies raised also go to funding programs here locally. And these are programs that fund services such as caregiver respite, exercise programs, education programs. The education part of the of what we offer is really handled by Lynn, as she organizes that. And Lynn is head of our Information and Referral Center. So my main responsibility, among many things, is really fundraising. And that is just having money available for all these great programs that we have that really help affect and help people at a local level.
Well, that's good introduction. We want to jump over to Lynn and introduce Lynn. Lynn is a longtime associate or a friend of ours, and she's been on the show, I don't remember now, four times?
This is three.
This is third time. Okay. tell us, Lynn, a little bit about yourself, and then tell us what's going on at Emory, if you can kind of just a little bit give us a glimpse of that.
Okay, sure will. I am originally from Montgomery, Alabama, but I met and married my husband, and he was from Valdosta. So we moved to Valdosta in 1986. And it just so happened that Valdosta State University had just formed a social work program, a master's in social work. So that was back in 2001. I graduated and came to Atlanta and found a job that I really enjoyed. And then I talked to somebody and found out there was a position open at Emory in the movement disorder program. It's in the Department of Neurology. But with the movement disorder program. I had worked in nursing homes, so I was somewhat familiar with Parkinson's disease, but not as much as I am now. So I got the job at Emory, and I'm the first movement disorder social worker that they've had, and we have 11 physicians, and that keeps me pretty busy. But also, I'm the coordinator for the APDA Information and Referral Center at Emory. And that's a grant-funded program, and I have a helpline. And as Eric said, I plan the education meetings and provide information to the patients and their families that come to Emory.
That's great. Thank you. Let's jump back to Eric. Eric, there's a lot of things going on this month. I can tick off three or four off the top of my head. But why don't you begin? Tell us, first of all, the month of April is the Parkinson Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit about that and then how that leads us into the various events that are going on.
Correct. So there are a lot of things going on and many organizations as well. And we try to support as many of those organizations and initiatives as possible. Of course, APDA is the oldest and the largest of the grassroots Parkinson's organizations throughout the country, and it's over 50 years old. So in the month of April is a great month because it's really that first month where everyone can get out and do things outdoors. So everything from walks to runs, to golf tournaments and so forth. So the big event, the big fundraiser for us, and we do two big fundraisers per year, the big event for us is the golf tournament, and this will be at the Smoke Rise Country Club on Monday, April 28th. So it's the last Monday of the month. And this year we are very excited to be the sort of the recipients of the sponsorship of the Liberty Mutual Invitational. This is a big deal for us. It's not a cash donation, but it is a big support in terms of just awareness and also the prizes and stuff that that Liberty Mutual provides for us. So, if you're a golfer, it's a great opportunity to participate in a worthy cause. You're going to walk away with a lot more than you paid for because of all the free stuff they will have for you, and you will have that opportunity to be invited to the national championships at TPC Sawgrass. It's in Florida. So, if you're a golfer, it's an opportunity to win that chance to participate in the championships next year. So the golf tournament is it's at Smoke Rise Country Club in Stone Mountain. We are close to filling up our teams, but we still need participants. We need people who play as individuals. We need foursomes, and we're also looking for sponsors. And I think it is a great opportunity to get for sponsors, especially people in the senior services industry, to get their name out there, either as a corporate sponsor as a silver, gold, or platinum sponsorship, or maybe just as a whole sponsor. Anything to get their name out there is great, great exposure. The other opportunity we'll have later in the year is our annual gala in October, and that will be October 11th in Atlantic Station. Another great opportunity for companies to get their name and out there and really get close to the Parkinson's community.
Great, great. Lynn, I know you mentioned that you, I forget the term, but are a resource coordinator.
Right.
For the association. Tell us what it is, how that works. And honestly, I'm going to say that, and I hate to say it because I'm telling on myself, but I was looking for a support group for Parkinson in the Johns Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a couple people and didn't even think to call you. So I'm assuming that's really what it's all about.
Right, definitely. Well, as the information and referral coordinator, I answer the helpline and I get calls from all over. A lot of times people will call the national office. They don't realize there's a local resource. So they'll call the national office and then they forward the calls to me or the emails. Now, we were discussing technology before we got started, so now I get emails as well as phone calls. But I'm also the social worker in the movement disorder program, so the doctors call me in to see a lot of the patients. I don't really have a set schedule. I mean, people can make an appointment and come in, but I'm very flexible. And if the doctor is treating someone for Parkinson's and they've got some questions about disability or about home care, then I come into the scene and see what I can do and help them. I also plan monthly educational meetings. We meet the third Saturday of every month at Claremont Oaks Independent Living in Decatur. And it's from 10:30 till noon. And I'm very, very lucky that my physicians, the different neurologists and allied health professionals are willing to come and speak at these meetings. And we just cover a variety of topics. In fact, this month in April, April the 19th, we will have Cindy McCall, who is with Embracing Hospice, and she will be talking to the group. We average about 65 to 70 people, and it's for families or friends and, of course, the patients with Parkinson's disease.
And I'm sorry, I missed it. Who is that? That is your support group?
No, that's the educational meeting. Yeah. We have approximately 25 support groups in the state of Georgia, but we have probably 7 or 8 that are what we call in the metro area.
Okay. All right. Eric, you mentioned that with the association, part of your function is fundraising. And that always brings to question, well, how much... what's the amount of funds that is required? How do you go about doing that? But probably as important, where are those funds used? How is it used?
Good question, because the we are a chapter of a national organization. So it is one 501c3 only. And our mission and our responsibility here is to raise money for the organization in general. So yes, money that's raised here does go to the national organization, excuse me, and that is based in New York, Staten Island, actually. Someone told me that was where the statin drugs come from, but I don't believe that. So money does go up there, but then it comes back down to us in the way of the support for the information referral centers, which Lynn is in charge of. And by the way, when we do get inquiries, we do want to funnel them. We do want Lynn to be that first point of contact, because she knows where to get them, where to send that person, whether it's an exercise group, a person interested in starting a support group, or maybe just a person who wants to connect with a movement disorder specialist, which mm-hmm. is a specialty within neurology. So Lynn is where we want her to be that first filter and get people pointed in the right direction. So yes, money does go up to the national organization, But we do keep a good portion of it here for our local programs. What do we do here locally? We don't actually administer the programs, but we do fund programs that are offered through the Alzheimer's Association mm-hmm. and Senior Services of North Fulton and others. So these are the people who have the direct contact with people with Parkinson's and can find those people who may need some assistance. And these are basically needy families. So we're always on the lookout, looking for those people who need the help. A lot of people do not know that we have this assistance available. And that's part of our mission, to create that awareness and let people know that there are programs out there for caregiver respite and exercise programs and support groups. And as Lynn mentioned, the educational meetings. These are free educational opportunities every third Saturday mm-hmm. Of the month. And folks, anyone can attend, and they will listen to and interact with some of the leading neurologists in the country and specialists in Parkinson's. It's a great, great opportunity. So we're always trying to get the word out. We do have one staff person here, and we could not work without that one staff person. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely essential because we have a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire, as you might say. And we've got a lot of administrative things to take care of, but it's well worth it. We could not do what we do without a hired staffer. Everyone, however, that serves on the board is volunteer, such as myself.
Lynn, let's take a step back, and I'll probably put the wagon way before the horse. Tell us a little bit about, I understand where, what you feel like you're comfortable with or not, but just give our listening audience a little bit about Parkinson's. High level, what is it? How many people does it affect? Can you kind of give them some data as it relates to that?
Okay. Well, Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder, as we've said, and about a little over a million people have Parkinson's disease. I think the figure is around 60,000 here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But Parkinson's disease is usually thought of as an old man's disease, mm-hmm. which it is not. Men do have Parkinson's slightly more than women, but under the age of 40 is considered young onset Parkinson's disease, and we're really seeing more and more of that. But it affects not only the movement, but it also can affect the cognitive. Half will go on to develop dementia if they live long enough. And then there are sleep issues. So many people don't realize that sometimes the sleep issues start before the movements.
And what are those sleep issues?
There's a disorder called REM sleep behavior, and people act out their dreams. They, in fact, a lot of times the spouse will come in with a black eye where the husband has been fighting and accidentally hit her, knocked the lamp off the table. I mean, it can be violent, and it's strictly just acting out the dream, a lot of yelling and cursing. But we're finding more and more that is connected, and that could be what they call a biomarker for Parkinson's disease. The sense of smell, to me, this is really interesting. People lose their sense of smell years and years and years before the Parkinson's is diagnosed. And that's another thing. Michael J. Fox is doing a smell test.
I think that might be the first time I've heard that. Is there any reason? Do they know why that happens, or do they just use it as a precursor for what's coming?
Right. They have just somehow the research has shown that goes along with Parkinson's disease. But how it happens, I really don't know. But
interesting.
Yeah, that's part of the examination.
Early onset. I knew a stage one, right? Early onset, before the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the percentage is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
What percent? I don't even know how you want to quantify this. What percent of the population, or what percent of those people that have Parkinson's are in that early onset?
It would be less than 10%.
Okay,
less than 10%. But we. I think the youngest that we have seen recently since I've been there in the past 7 years is 28.
Yeah, I think we had a gentleman on the show maybe a year ago, And my memory is not, it's poor, but he was in his late 20s,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
he had pretty advanced Parkinson.
Right, right. We see early 30s is usually, we see more in that age range. That's about as young as we see. And then there are people who come in, you know, 75 and 80, and are just now beginning to have the really, really, really slow movements.
All right. I'm going to jump back over to Eric, and now we're going to go back to the funding. You talked about the golf tournament. There's another event in April. Let's talk about that. Let's get the word out about the gala.
Right. So the gala is...
I'm sorry. I said April. I'm in October. I saw the confused look in October.
So the big event for us is is our gala, and it's really just a kind of a celebration, and we just want to get a lot of people out, both people in the Parkinson's community and people who want to sponsor us and all those service providers, right? So we are very lucky to have the help and the sponsorship of Nelson Mullins Law Firm, mm-hmm. which occupies the top four or five floors of 201 17th Street in Atlantic Station. And they have graciously allowed us to use their sky deck and facilities, which is a beautiful venue overlooking downtown Atlanta and outside and inside. So we will have we'll do the same thing we did last year. We had a very successful casino night. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fun. We had a lot of young people, which I was very surprised to see. I thought to myself, where did all these young people come from? But apparently young people like to gamble.
I think so.
Surprise, surprise.
But there'll be there's no cost to gamble. There's no money that actually changes hands. But people will have some fake money to play with, and they'll have some great prizes. And, of course, it's all for a great cause. So once we finish our golf tournament on April 28th, the first thing we do is our wrap-up, see how much how successful everything was. We do a breakdown. We analyze everything. What do we do next year? What don't we do next year? But immediately after that, we really start planning for our gala, and mm-hmm. it's a good 6 months to really get that in shape. So all hands on deck, really, our board and our event committee, to work on a successful gala. We are absolutely looking for any of those sponsorships or in-kind donations and prizes that we can raffle off or we can put into our silent auction.
And I can attest, Eric and I were speaking, my wife and I attended last year, and I can't remember if we've done it 2 years or one, but nevertheless, it is a really nice venue. It's and I told Eric, it's a chance for my wife and I to get out and have almost a date. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really was. Now, people, especially young people might think that this is crazy, but it's hard for my wife and I to find opportunities of that nature and that nice. It was really, we enjoyed it. So
we have great food. We've got open bar. Everything is included. There's no money you need to spend unless, of course, that trip or that prize that we have on the silent auction is to your liking. We definitely do need some help. We found that people like trips, and we know that people will bid very well on trips to beach homes and golf resorts and so forth. So anyone who's out there and wants to help us in a very meaningful way, we would absolutely love to have that silent auction prize as a week's vacation or weekend vacation at that beach resort or that golf club or that apartment that people have at the beach.
That's great. And as I said, it's a really fun time. It's an enjoyable evening. As it relates to both events, you've touched on it before, but go back and tell our audience how can they get involved? What do you need for the tournament as well as for the gala event?
Well, the easiest way to get involved, and we try to move everyone to our website, and the website is pretty simple. I mean, you can Google it and just say APDA or Parkinson's Association in Georgia, but the website is APDA, American Parkinson Disease Association, so it's APDAGeorgia.org, so it's APDAGeorgia.org. Once you get there, it's pretty well organized. You'll see the most recent event on the front page, and from there people will just click on if they want to participate in golf, they'll see the registration or sponsorship. It'll take them straight to the registration or sponsorship page.
That's great. Lynn, kind of wrapping up, if we have a listener in the audience who is experiencing just some movement issues that they're not quite certain, what piece of advice might you give them as they try to figure out what's going on?
Well, because at Emory, our doctors are specialists within the specialty, and some are even a specialist within that specialty, I would advise people to find a doctor that understands movement disorders. A lot of the neurologists in the neighborhood do treat Parkinson's disease, but we have a lot of research going on, and as Eric said, our doctors are not only nationally known, but internationally known. And if you want to have somebody that really knows and understands your condition, then movement disorder specialist is what you need.
And I will say, when it comes to Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson, Emory certainly is, if not the, certainly one of the top premier facilities, I'm sure, in the country.
Right.
And I would highly recommend that. Eric, for our listening audience, we certainly want to give you a little bit of recognition here. Tell our listening audience how they can get a hold of you professionally from the Burkhart Insurance situation, and then also from the Parkinson Association point of view.
Sure. Thank you, Sam. So if people are looking at insurance, I will say this, that not everyone must have insurance. Not everyone needs insurance. And not everyone can afford insurance. Of course, long-term care is not paid for by regular health insurance. It's not paid for by Medicare, not Medicare supplement, and it's not included in the Affordable Care Act. So we're kind of on our own there. So the best time to look at this is when you're young, when you're healthy, and when you can afford the premiums. Now, not everyone is a candidate for insurance, but I think everyone has to have a plan. And I'm always reminded of the words of the famous American philosopher Mike Tyson, who said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Mm-hmm. So it is with long-term care. There are a lot of folks out there who one day wake up with that movement disorder or that memory problem or are involved in that accident, and guess what? It's too late. So Google is certainly a great way to find me. You can just Google my name, Eric Burkhart in Alpharetta, and you'll see my website, burkhartinsurance.com. And then from the Parkinson's Association, you will see our website, apdageorgia.org. But you may also call, and we do have a hotline number, what we can also do is we can have, Lynn, I'll ask you to give that telephone number,
okay,
of the Information Referral Center, so that any inquiries whatsoever, what doctor do I see, what support group is available, they can call you.
Okay, that number is 404-728-6552. And that comes right to my desk. And if I don't answer, please leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
And that's the number for the resource center, right?
Right, that's okay. The INR Center at Emory.
Give that one more time.
Okay, that number is 404-728-6552.
Okay, well, we once again thank both of you for being here. Good information. Once again, I'll invite both of you back at the appropriate time if you want to come back later in the year so that we can speak once again to the gala event. That would be great.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you very much,
it.
We appreciate you both being here, our guests. Thanks.
Our pleasure.
That's it for today. We want to remind our listening audience that they can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at ugeriaradio.com. And in closing, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.